Say this, there are white pills sprinkled in everywhere if you just have the eye for it. You have to know where to look for the white pills. But just like the little stones that you can flip over and find the usual suspects everywhere when you're looking at these situations, like the corporate media, for example. Trust in the corporate media. Do people even watch the corporate media anymore? These major broadcast networks, the ABCs or the NBCs or the CBS? Does anybody watch the cable news networks like Fox or CNN? Does anybody take them seriously? I tune in because I have to, because of what I do here in service to you. And of course, in my obedience to Jesus Christ. Because this is what I have been chosen for these times. And so I tune in to see, what are these assholes lying about today? Excuse my language, but that's the reason why I tune in. And at the same time, it seems another white pill, by the way, human trust in the mainstream corporate pharmaceutical and Western medical industrial complex industries, they're at an all-time low as well. And all for a very good reason. Now, we've spent years. We have seen our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our loved ones, even professional athletes in the peak of their physical condition, the best shape on earth, dropping dead after being pumped full of a so-called safe and effective vaccine, which in reality is a weapon of biological warfare. And of course, yeah, we're talking about the COVID jab. But that wasn't an isolated incident. The pharmaceutical industry, whether we're talking about vaccines or just about any other treatment, air quotes for the radio listening audience, it's been killing people from the very beginning, all the way through. It's been keeping people sick, intentionally, perpetually ill, to exploit their bank accounts and the bank accounts of their families, by the way, in the run-up to their premature death, where they go into an early grave. This is true far and wide when we're talking about modern medicine. But in perhaps no circumstance is this more true than it is when it comes to cancer treatments. Mainstream cancer treatments that your oncologist hooks you up with, fill you up with radiation and bring on extreme suffering with a rather low rate of success, to be honest. So, of course, there's doctors out there, honest doctors, who take their oath seriously, who really want to help people. People who are looking for viable alternatives and finding use in medications like ivermectin. And they're facing a lot of pushback in the process. One of these people actually is Dr. William Makis, a good friend of ours. And when we're talking about alternative cancer treatments, Dr. Makis has been one of the pioneers in all of this. He's treated some extremely high-profile cancer patients. He even treated Scott Adams, the creator of the Dilbert comic strip, who's currently fighting for his life after being diagnosed with metastatic prostate cancer that spread to his bones. Pray for him. But unfortunately, for some reason unknown to us, after spending some time on a custom-made treatment program from Dr. Makis, Scott Adams discontinued the treatment, disavowed Dr. Makis, linked up with Kaiser Permanente, and started lobbying the Trump administration to streamline approval of some new corporate cancer protocol. And so for his part in all of this, Dr. Makis says that the Kaiser Permanente protocol, made up of two drugs called Pluvicto and Antiva, they won't work. He says that instead, Scott Adams needs to be treated with Pluvicto, ivermectin, and metbendazole, a treatment that the United States government has not approved for humans, but which has shown to be extremely effective in treating even the most aggressive forms of cancer. But because that it's not a treatment that's backed by big pharma, probably because it's not expensive enough, there's actually calls for doctors who are saving people's lives to be thrown in prison for prescribing this cocktail. And that's why Dr. Mackus is now directly appealing to President Trump and HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., saying, you know what, please, can I save Scott Adams' life and the lives of many others? Why don't you let us treat our patients with this protocol? And he explained all of this in a video clip that he recently posted over on X. Let's take a look.
Hi, everyone. William Mackus here. Today, Scott Adams, the creator of the famous comic Dilbert, has reached out to President Trump and asked him for help because Scott is dying of stage 4 prostate cancer. Now, as many of you know, Scott reached out to me last year and was interested in trying ivermectin and fenbendazole for his prostate cancer. I created a protocol for him and he tried, but he quit after 1 month, was convinced that it wasn't working or it wasn't going to work by his doctors, by his incompetent oncologists who told him that it wouldn't work. And then he moved on. And you know what? That's fine. I mean, you know, thousands of patients come to me for help. They come and go. Some of them change their mind. No problem. About a year later, when President Biden came out and announced that he had stage 4 prostate cancer, Scott Adams used that opportunity to come out and publicly talk about his cancer journey. Unfortunately, I am the only person that Scott chose to attack. He didn't talk about his oncologists who had completely failed him. Instead, he chose to attack me, said ivermectin and fenbendazole didn't work for him. He didn't know anyone that it worked for and that it was a fraud and a scam. And he started attacking me and started attacking my ivermectin cancer clinic. He pinned those attacks to his Twitter and it seemed like he was really intent on damaging my work, which really would hurt my family. And so I was extremely disappointed by that, the fact that I tried to save his life, and instead he chose to attack me and attack my family. Look, I forgive him, and I want him to get well. I want him to beat this cancer. You know, things happen. People do things that are regrettable, but we move on. So can President Trump help Scott Adams? Well, there's a difficulty in that. There is a friend of President Trump who is offering a solution. Dr. Pat Soon-Shiong is a billionaire doctor who owns the LA Times and has a pharmaceutical company that offers immune infusions as a potential cancer treatment. These have some promise and have shown some efficacy in studies. Now, what Dr. Pat Soon-Shiong is offering is a mainstream treatment called Pluvicto plus his immune infusions. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Pluvicto because I actually pioneered the technology behind Pluvicto. Pluvicto is a radiation treatment. It is being offered to Scott Adams by Kaiser in Northern California. I pioneered the technology behind Pluvicto 10 years ago. It is based on lutetium 177 beta emission. So you basically have a radioactive atom, lutetium 177, which is attached to a molecule, in this case PSMA, which delivers the radiation to a receptor on the cancer cell, drops the radiation damages the DNA of the cancer cell, and it makes it unable to replicate or kills the cancer cell outright. I pioneered this use, and I have over a dozen articles published in this technology, lutetium 177, and this is one of the reasons why the newly elected Justin Trudeau government came after my program in late 2015, 3 months after he was elected, because they wanted to control the technology and monopolize it in British Columbia. So I know all about Pluvicto. Pluvicto is not going to work in this case because the cancer is too far gone. It's too aggressive. The tumor burden is too high. And Pluvicto is sort of a mild to moderate treatment in terms of cancer cell killing. Scott needs something stronger. Here comes Dr. Pat Soon-Shiong and says, I've got a brilliant idea. We're going to combine Pluvicto with my immune infusions. That's not going to work. And I'm putting it on record that what Dr. Pat is offering is not going to work at all. Has no chance of working. Let me tell you why. It has no chance of working because Dr. Pat's technology relies on taking the patient's own blood, concentrating the immune cells, manipulating them, and then injecting them back into Scott. The problem is Scott has taken multiple COVID-19 vaccines which have damaged or destroyed his immune cells and his immune system. So what Dr. Pat's going to do is he's going to take Scott Adams's own damaged immune cells, concentrate them, manipulate them, and then inject them right back into Scott. That has zero chance of working. Those immune cells are damaged or destroyed. They're not going to touch the cancer, and they're going to have no interaction with the Pluvicto radiation. So that has no chance of working. And I don't know if President Trump or RFK Jr. really have any other solutions in their arsenal. There is no AI solution. There is no mRNA cancer vaccine solution here. Those are frauds, like, Oracle CEO Larry Ellison presented at the White House a few months ago. That was a completely fraudulent vision of where cancer research is going, because cancer is treatment is not going in that direction. I believe there is one treatment combination that may work for Scott. Unfortunately, no one is going to offer it to him. And that is a combination of high-dose ivermectin, mebendazole, and combined with Pluvicto. And I'll tell you why this combination may work and save Scott's life. Ivermectin and mebendazole are both radiosensitizers. They will act on the cancer cells all over Scott's body, and they will sensitize these cancer cells to being rapidly killed by the Pluvicto injections that Scott would get after. And so it enhances the cancer cell killing of Pluvicto, making it much, much more effective than Pluvicto by itself. This is what all the preclinical research shows, that when you combine ivermectin and mebendazole with radiation, the cancer cell killing is much more enhanced. And that's what Scott needs right now. He needs something strong to kill all the cancer cells that are rapidly dividing right now. That's his only chance, really, to save his life.
All right. In another post, Dr. Makis elaborated on this whole situation, writing that, quote, "I tried to help Scott Adams and his stage four prostate cancer. Scott quit after 1 month and then attacked me and went out of his way to hurt my family as much as he possibly could. He also tried to hurt thousands of other cancer patients in the process, as well as he went after my ivermectin cancer clinic, used horrible language, and pinned those attacks to his ex profile. I forgive him, and I truly hope that he gets the help that works. I want him to overcome his stage four cancer, but he's being circled and surrounded by charlatans and incompetent oncologists. He is now fully relying on mainstream oncology, which doesn't work and has no solutions for him." End quote. Mainstream medicine and corporate medicine, government-aligned medicine, whatever you want to call it, it has very few solutions for very few people, if any solutions at all at this point. This entire system is about keeping you sick. It's about keeping you in the doctor's office, keeping you in the hospital, keeping you clinging to life for as long as possible so that you'll buy as many medications, pay for as many treatments as you can, before finally expiring. It's a dirty and murderous system, and unfortunately, most people that are suffering from terminal illnesses or illnesses that could become terminally ill if not properly treated have been conditioned into putting their faith in that system. Most Americans have. We're told for our entire lives that these corporate hospitals and these doctors and these pharmaceutical companies are here to help. Well, they're here to help just like the government is. They're not. They're just a tentacle of the cabal. We need to look in other directions. We need to look for solutions, not for profit margins, okay? And our friends at The Root Brands agree with us, actually. They provide naturally based products that focus on detoxifying the human body and the exact opposite of what these pharmaceutical and supplement companies in stock down at your local CVS or Target or Walmart or Walgreens are doing. Clayton Thomas is the founder and executive of The Root Brands. He joins us now for more discussion on this. Clayton, thank you so much for coming. Appreciate you being here.
Dude, thanks for having me back.
Yeah, of course. You know, I mean, it just kind of makes me sick, actually, when I look at this and I think to myself, this is all going to be blamed on Makis. And for Makis to say, well, could President Trump help to save Scott Adams? Look, nothing against Scott Adams, but why does the government, why does the president need to step in to help this comic creator? You know, I mean, Scott Adams has a platform. Scott Adams is relatively well known. So can the president help Scott Adams? The answer is yes, he can. The answer is he's unwilling to, because these people put huge money into the campaign coffers of President Trump and all of these people in our government. So because of money, they're unwilling to do these things. They have to keep a corner on that market to keep people entrenched in perpetual sickness and early death in order to milk them for everything that they're worth on their way to an early grave. Do you see it any different? I mean, we should be treating everybody with ivermectin and alternative types of treatments.
Well, it's interesting when we talk about alternative, right? because there's a balance between some of the benefits in pharma and then integrative health. And a lot of times you have to get outside of this country to actually understand really how these things work. And we live in an environment of corporatized healthcare, and it's meta. I think you're hitting on it really, really well. But I also think we have to understand the terminology. And 4 weeks ago, this medical system almost killed my wife, right? From the time that we spoke, we got back, and I mean, this establishment from a routine colonoscopy where a surgeon didn't put a clamp on a stem from a polyp that was removed caused my wife to lose 3 liters of blood. That's just absolute negligence. That is a lot of what this system is built upon, because it's built on medical maintenance. And when you have multiple industries that are all overlaying and conspiring together, and the same thing is going on right now in AI, where you see money injected into one company and they're just doing a circular investment to prop up the stock prices on all of them because there's no real value proposition in all of this. This is the problem, but there's a solution to this, and it's a matter of choice, right? That this concept of parasitology as being an underlying issue is part of the equation. It's fungal and it's environmental, and going through every aspect of this, solving stage four prostate cancer is a cakewalk. This ain't hard, right? But it's a matter of how you do it. I just had to make a call to one of our research staff to see if we had any case studies done on colon cancer and or not colon cancer, on prostate cancer, if we've published anything yet, because we actually have the patents filed for the reversal of colon cancer, lung cancer, breast cancer, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, because we already have the data. So you can kind of get the understanding of where the other ones would come in. But as Americans, and being one who's traveled to God knows how many countries in the last 5 years going through all of this, you are responsible for yourself. This is the conversation, whether you want it physically, you want it spiritually. There's no one coming to save us. It's our job to take care of ourselves. It's our job in our community to actually, make this world a better place. That's the test. So, I mean, what Dr. Makis is talking about, he should be really happy that Scott didn't make a comedy skit about it, right? Because that's Scott's biggest influence, is if he had actually made a cartoon. But the hard part in this is taking the step back and knowing that we collectively and individually electively choose this process. You don't have to buy into the narrative, right? But you might be deceived by it. And I think, from Stu watching you over the last, shit, what are we going on? Almost 6 years now.
Almost 6 years, yeah.
The messaging really hasn't changed. Your tone has changed a little bit because the audience is shifting a little bit in the way that they're hearing stuff, but the messaging hasn't changed much. And that's the important part, because there's so many sources of false, misleading information that if you go back and we could throw names out for different areas. If you see them changing the narrative constantly, trying to sell this concept or trying to do that, or this one thing was cool and now there's this and this and this and this, you know that they're full of shit because there's no substance. But if you have real scientific acumen, if you've got a foundation in what you're doing and you've got proven outcomes that provide proven data, then you have something to work on. But the same thing that happens in pharma should happen in the integrative space. And this is where that blend, and I'll say you, this blend has actually taken place. That if a nutraceutical company or an integrative health company actually has proven data to address clinical issues, those things can be published. patents can be filed for to actually validate the outcomes that have already been created. That's not making a medical claim. And if you watch drug commercials, I was actually, because we're in New York, because Christina just won two Stevie Awards, right? Which is a huge deal in marketing and such. And we
Yeah,
were,
congratulations.
it's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
But this is just it. If you do dope shit, industries recognize. And we were with a couple of our friends
I
that
get recognized a lot, but I don't get many awards.
are me either. I got six followers on social media, and four of them don't even like me,
Well,
right?
you
So
got seven now, if
there's
I'm not
that.
following you already.
But our really close friends that actually created the logo, Susan and Bruno, they're two of the top creative directors here in New York. And I sent Bruno a message this morning. I'm like, Bruno, I need to make some drug commercials for Clean Slate and Zero In, because now we have the patents filed for the reversal of autism, the reversal of ADD, the reversal of ADHD. And I'm like, I need to do drug commercials for nutraceuticals so people can get the messaging. Because if you listen to the drug commercials don't make claims about treating any diseases either.
You would make yourself a dead man walking if you
Bro.
started doing ads for something
Bro.
that reverses ADHD, ADD, autism, the very things that have been created by the industry that'll ostensibly blow up an entire airliner just to get at you.
But here's the funny part, though, is if you understand you're of light, you can walk in the dark, because we're in those environments because this is the key. This is the key that we all have to start to apply. We know the rules and we know the playbook that they're playing by, right? So if we're playing football, right, this is something that is interesting right now in the NFL, that the NFL has become so socialized. And we've seen the pussification of society to the point that the Philadelphia Eagles figured out that if they get three guys, a center and two guards, that come together a little bit, and they go, okay, the quarterback is going to take the snap, and he's just going to start lunging forward a little bit, and we're going to push, and they can get 2 to 3 yards pretty easily. And they call it the tush push. Well, all of their competitors are
So
now
gay.
complaining. They're
Is it
complaining
just
saying
so
this should
gay?
be banned.
The tush push play. Couldn't
This
they think
should
of
be
something
banned.
else like the bull ram or, I mean, something, the storm the gates of hell play? Why does it have to be the tush push? What a bunch
Because
of.
this is what we've come to in this country. They're like, oh, put it in the tush. I'm like, come on. This is Philadelphia for you. But they want to ban this play because they can't defend it. Well, this just in, it's part of the freaking game. The rules are the rules. So if you know the playbook has been set and it was written a long time ago, and everybody's got to play by the same rules, if you figure out inside the rules how to play the game by the rules, but you do it a little bit better than everyone else. Are you breaking the rules? No. You're playing the same game and it's time to change. And this is where this whole competitive aspect actually becomes quite unique. Because if you look at pharma, like the conversation that the Dr. Makis is having about Pluvicto, do you know who makes Pluvicto? Novartis does. Do you know who doesn't have a problem with Novartis having a drug that can treat prostate cancer or that can be used in protocols with other forms of radiation or other drugs? Merck, Bayer, Pfizer, fuck Moderna. But the drug companies themselves don't hate one another. They actually work together. And this is the funny part that we should learn from in our country, is that as Americans, we need to function the same way businesses do. We need to come together. This is the
That's
part
right.
that we don't have. We've been trained to create dissension. This whole congressional bullshit that's been going on, right? Do you think the problem is in Congress? No, the problem is in the stupid freaking people that elected these dumbasses in markets that don't pay attention or that think that they're getting a handout and that these politicians that are elected are going to serve them by giving them a handout.
I
It's
would
not
just push back on that
politicians.
just a little bit because our audience is really brilliant and they understand that elections are fake and gay and it doesn't matter who they're voting for. They're not making a difference in the political process, but somebody is. And it
Yeah.
wouldn't matter if it was the red Zionist or the blue Zionist. You know, it wouldn't matter if it was the red pedophile or the blue pedophile, the Republican or Democrat, the liberal or the conservative, the right or the left. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They're all installed there to be
And it's the
weaponized
game.
against the American people in their congressional districts. And that's evidenced by the fact that, you know, something we've talked about here before, during their fall recess, rather than going home to have conversations with their people in their districts, they went on an AIPAC-funded delegation to go hump the wall and touch the wall and kiss the wall and lick the wall, cry at the wall, put notes in the wall, be somber at the wall, be gay at the wall. I mean, it's just, they're signaling to the American people, we are above reproach. We are above criticism, and we will do these things so long as you let us get away with them.
And
So,
this is.
whether we're talking about electing them or holding them to accountability, that's what the American people, by large, have been programmed into believing is that there is no accountability for these people. And they use January 6 and other, you know, events like that to make sure that people know if you get in our way, we will crush you.
Well, and this is kind of the point of seeing when is our healthcare January 6th going to take event? When is it going to hit, or has it already happened? And are we in this process where people are waking up and saying, you know what, this shit is no longer acceptable?
I think a lot of people are.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, there are still shills, obviously, for big pharma and Western medicine. People will tell you to go see your oncologist.
Yeah, but
You know, I
there's.
mean, your oncologist is giving you three options. They're giving you chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery. They're going to poison you or cut,
But
essentially.
this is the point to understand that people, and your audience gets this already, but this is part of the part people have to understand. If you go, you take your car to someone who specializes in transmission work and you need an oil change or you think your exhaust has a problem, we know what they're going to tell you, right? Got to work on the transmission. Oncologists are taught specifically, their entire educational process is spent on those three things. It's what they've been indoctrinated into. It's what they know. It's their entire business. So if that's their
For the
entire
same
business.
reason that these so-called Christian pastors will stand in the pulpit and tell you that it's a prerequisite for your eternal salvation that you bow to the modern state of Israel.
Don't get me going on that one. I mean, from being in the places that we've been to and some of the conversation, that's a whole other area that if you want to get me killed from walking down the street, it's that one. But we have
Well,
this.
just like you, I too walk in the light and I strap on the armor of God every day. I don't feel these arrows.
Yes, you know, and it's, you know, the one time that it's okay to wear a strap on, not during the tush push. But when you put on the armor of God.
That's right. Okay. I would have worded it a little bit differently. I don't, yeah. But I understand the sentiment. I get what you're saying. The American people. They don't know what accountability looks like because accountability looks uncomfortable for the American people. It does. It looks very chaotic. It looks, you know, in some cases, depending on what type of accountability you're talking about, it could look bloody. It could look deadly. It could look like economic and financial despair. It could look like the loss of freedom by imprisonment. It could look like a lot of things in the natural. To people, whether you're talking about pushing back against pharmaceutical companies or the government or the fake country of Israel, it doesn't matter. People will understand that the fear emotion is what takes over. It's the same emotion that takes over when you get that diagnosis. You know, you've got stage four cancer, you're going to die, you need chemo, you need radiation, you need poison, you need surgery. Those are the choices that you have, or you just go die right now.
Well, and it's interesting that I had this conversation with a friend 2 days ago, and we're starting to take care of his issue because one of my buddies called me, and one of my best friends in Nashville, he's like, "Yo, can you get methylene blue?" I'm like, "Why?" He's like, "Well, one of my good buddies that you know has stage four colon or Stage four prostate cancer. Go figure. No, pancreatic cancer. Sorry, pancreatic cancer. I'm like, well, methylene blue is not going to help that unless you want to turn him into a Smurf. But here's the protocols that have already been done for reversing that. And does he want to have a chit chat? And he's like, absolutely. So we got on the phone, and the first thing I asked him is, do you want to live? He's like, yeah. I'm like, good. Then we got that out of the way. Step one. Step two, what are you doing currently? They're doing, this version of radiation that they're doing on him. I'm like, great. How long have you been doing it? How long are they recommending that you do that? They're like, this long. I'm like, okay, great. Don't stop that yet. Let's do this and this and this. And it was clean slate, zero in, restore, relive greens, because that's what all the patents are done on for all these other treatment protocols for cancer and such, that all the clinical case studies have proven the basis to actually file for those patents. So let's start with this. And probably by Thanksgiving, you're going to start feeling a little better. And by Christmas, you will probably be able to tell your doctors that you don't need to do these other treatments, because a healthy body doesn't need health problems. And here's how it goes. But it's the key point in that you can't listen to the narrative. And one of the things, even what Dr. Makis was saying, and I hate this about physicians, where they have this God complex of, oh, if you don't do it my way, you're going to die. I'm like, well, guess what? Statistically, your way kills the majority of people every year, because we know where, medical negligence falls in, number of causes of death in the United States. It's number three. So if that's the truth, which it is, then why would you take any heed to anything that they're saying, when statistically their guidance is the number three cause of death in the United States? You go, well, that's not very good. So it's a matter of being able to step back and knowing that you're a spiritual being, that you, and this is what my dad used to go over when he was working with people, and animals came in the clinic and they had identified that a dog has cancer. And he would look at somebody and go, well, do you know what the difference is between today and yesterday? They're like, no, what? He's like, today, yesterday you didn't, but the dog was still, dog's happy, or a dog was lethargic a little bit. So let's address it. It's not a matter of going, oh my God, you're going to die. Well, did you think that yesterday? No, you had stuff you have to do. And if you understand that, then especially now, right? We're coming into the holidays where we're supposed to be thankful. We're going to focus on family time. And at a time where you're given any challenges, for your health or for your well-being or your longevity, that's actually the first thing that you should focus on. What are you thankful for? And where are you with your family? And what do you want to do? And if you do those things, and then you understand resources, you might go to a doctor. A doctor is a resource. It is one resource. There are multiple others. You have a second resource called the Stu Peters Show, and you should use it as a resource, because a lot of what Stu's talking about is of value to use as a reference, along with what your doctor might have said. And then you might have additional resources that, as you amalgamate all of this information, you might ask some questions to some other people. You say, okay, one says this, I heard this, I gathered this, what's the best way to do it? And maybe there's already resources out there that will assist you in that. And I'll make sure that Stu has some stuff to share on that too.
Yeah,
Because,
we want you to send us all of that stuff. You
and
know, I
that's.
mean, don't miss me with stuff that's going to help people live. I want my people to live. I want them to thrive. I want them to be prosperous. I want them to be in warrior condition. And you know, you were talking about at the very top of this segment, we were talking about, you know, the intentional divisiveness that's placed inside of our society at every level, whether it's religion or whether it's politics. But it all starts very largely with those two. You
Yeah.
know, are you a Christian or are you a Muslim? Are you a Christian or are you a Jew? Are you a Christian or are you a Buddhist? Like, you identify as this thing, so now you've got these these factions, and there's only one real religion, and that, of course, is the love of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior.
Well,
and then you have the automatic divide of a country into approximately 50% with this red, blue, right, left, Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal nonsense, BS. And then from there, you insert all these other wedge issues.
Yes.
And you can further faction people off. What I want to do is bring everybody together to fight the people who have done that.
Yes. And if you get outside of this country, and this is something that's really important for people to do, if you leave this country, you'll find that all of these issues that we're dealing with in this country really don't exist outside it. I mean, this is
like something, where, for example,
if you go over to a lot of Europe and in the UAE, right? And we've spent a lot of time traveling, you know, the last few years because of where our community and our customer base have taken us. There's a lot of chaos, but if you get outside of this matrix, it's not like this. The food's not poisoned the way that it is. The healthcare systems are not the way that they are, you know, and there's always been arguments over socialized healthcare or our system, which is commercialized healthcare.
Well, where can we point people to? Because I'm up against a hard break. I blew through one already and I got to go. Where can we direct people to, or how do you want to further the conversation, and where?
So I'll send you a couple links, I think, which is going to be the easiest way, because the International Science Nutrition Society is one.
So I'm going to take a look at the links. I'm going to digest the information that's inside of them, and then we're going to continue this conversation, and we're going to broadly just address our people with the information that we deem to be, you know, I mean, yeah. So we're just going to keep the conversation progressing. So Clayton, what's that?
It's the only thing that we can do, you know, whether it's political.
I want your four followers or your six to turn into 6 million. So where can people come and find you?
You can find me. The best way is don't try to find me, but go to therootbrands.com. And then we'll get more details on that. Stu will be able to share that shortly, but you can find me on socials. Not the black comedian, but the one that looks like this.
All right. Wonderful. All right. Sounds good. Clayton Thomas, thank you so much for being here. All right. We're covering a lot here. And this is the type of information that, although be it, you know, you think you're tuning in to get this conversation and you get that conversation, this is what makes our people healthy. If I'm not going to promote keeping our people healthy, then getting them into shape, you know, and there's a variety of different things that we talk about here. And a lot of times it all points back to personal accountability in your health and the decisions that you're making. And I urge you to do that all the time because I need you. Okay, because your country needs you. How do you want to show up for your kids? Do you want to be around for your kids? So these are the types of conversations that I'll be, maybe not as entertaining as the others, a lot more valuable. And that's why, for that reason alone, we will continue to have these conversations. The right people will tune in, and those people will be right alongside me, storming the gates of hell as the warriors that they are, in peak condition, spiritually, physically, and mentally. We'll be back.
Parasites are real. I can prove parasites are real. I know they're out in the world today. Now we have known parasitic diseases like MS. That's why I recommend Purge Advanced Parasite Cleanse.
Purge, crafted with an all-natural blend of 19 powerful ingredients, designed to target and eliminate every type of parasite inside the human body, from hidden invaders causing fatigue to those impacting your overall well-being. Join thousands of users who've already transformed their health, experiencing incredible energy and a renewed sense of well-being.
But what if I told you that cancer, acne rosacea, multiple sclerosis, and rheumatoid arthritis, four different diseases in four different areas of medicine, what if they can all be treated with parasite medication?
Get yours now at www.purgestore.com and use the coupon code STEW for a 20% off discount.
They told you to trust the system. Take the pills. Wait for the symptoms. Hope for the best. But the Stu Crew, we don't wait. We take charge. We fight back. With truth and with real health. Introducing Cardio Miracle, the natural formula trusted by the Stu Peters Network to boost nitric oxide, support circulation, and protect your heart. Without the poison of Big Pharma. This is real science, real ingredients, and real results. No synthetic garbage, no prescriptions. Just what your body was designed to use. Don't wait for a crisis to wake you up. Take control now, because freedom means nothing if your heart stops beating. Support your heart. Support the truth. Support yourself. Get Cardio Miracle today. Go to HighPowerHeart.com before it's too late.